The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning, comic book fans. It's Tuesday, March 24th. I'm trying to sound positive. I'm in Massachusetts. We have been shut down. All non-essential businesses must be closed. We're still allowed to go out and walk around our houses. But that means comic book stores are going to be closed. I'm hoping to get out today and be able to talk to a couple of comic book stores, see if there's any options or something coming. I'll talk about that tomorrow morning. But as of right now here, it doesn't look very good in any sense of the word, not just in comic books. But let's get to a bit of a distraction from all this. I had a great conversation the other day with Martin at Geekvine on Twitter, runs the Nerdy Legion. If you saw my update on Twitter, you know I'm very excited about this one. Can't wait for you guys to hear it. So let's just get to the interview, and I'll be back after that. All right. This morning, we are joined by Martin Ferretti, my boss at the Nerdy Legion.
What?
Well, hey, you're in charge. You can shut me down anytime you want. So
listen, this is we're a free country over at Nerdy Legion.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Now I feel better. I was nervous. I'm still nervous. Got the butterflies, you know. Early in the morning, got the butterflies. I don't want to screw up and you know,
yeah,
make
you
the boss
to, you need,
angry.
You need to behave yourself. I see you on video.
I know.
So I can tell when you're shaking.
I know. Yeah, I just see. Yeah, no video for you. Just no. Rolled out of bed. I appreciate you rolling out of bed to do this.
Yes. My pleasure.
Did you have your donut yet? That seems to be the talk on my Twitter feed. Everybody
Donuts?
Loves the donut.
Man, I haven't had a donut in years.
Yeah, me neither, actually. No, I have one every so often. I get donuts every week for the kids. So.
No, I had two boiled eggs and a cup of coffee.
Look at you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Health Nut.
I don't know about that.
That's the way you portray yourself. As I listen through your podcast, that's the way you portray. Oh, all the foods you eat, you do the fasting.
I do love
you
fasting.
You and I have had that conversation, yeah.
Fasting's great.
Me too. Love that stuff. That's a whole other podcast. So, this is an honor finally getting on the air with you. Unfortunately, it's under these circumstances. How are things in your area?
You know, there's things are crazy. There's zombies running down the streets. people perched up on their rooftops. No, it's fine. It's fine. We're not under quarantine or anything. Just the usual. You know, people buying all the canned goods. You can't get toilet paper anywhere. So, yeah. But it's fine.
That's the first wave.
Yes, that is the first wave. Well, you got to remember, too, where I am, I'm starting to see, like, militia gatherings, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which, I mean, they gather every few months anyway, but matter of fact, two days ago, I was driving down the street and I saw them gathering in the parking lot. So, you know, if something happens, I guess maybe I'll be glad they're there, but we'll see.
Yeah, I've heard different rumors from the guys up here that I know that are in, like, the guards and stuff. And one of the things is it's not necessarily for, like, a lockdown type thing. It's what happens if a fire department ends up getting sick and it goes through your fire department or your police department. Well, the National Guard or whatever, they'll come in and they'll run your fire department or whatever the case. So I know the few that I've talked to are on, like, they're all on alert, like, keep your phone on, keep ready, you know, we could need you at any time, but up here they haven't, as far as I know, they haven't activated anybody yet from the people I've talked to.
No, pretty normal, just quieter than usual.
Hopefully we can keep that, what's going on in Italy away from, you know, keep it down over here, because I'm hearing the numbers over there, and it's pretty scary if that ends up over here.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get too deep into that, but I don't trust a lot of numbers that we're seeing in some places. Like, there's no way that China only had a few thousand deaths. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's like, how do they record it? How do they? I mean, numbers are numbers, and I mean, we're comics, so
comics.
Yes. All right. So obviously you haven't heard at the time we're recording this, you haven't heard John and I talk Bloodshot yet.
Correct.
So when we recorded that, I hadn't heard your Valiant podcast yet where Valiant Central. Cause I don't like to listen to other people's podcasts about a subject I'm about to talk about because then it'll sway me. Like maybe I'll have the same opinion, but then I'll feel bad using it cause I'll feel like I'm copying somebody when I'm really not. So I've found that it's better just to avoid everybody, do mine and then listen. So after listening to Valiant Central, wow, Travis blew my mind, as I know he did to you guys too. And I want to go spoiler free on Bloodshot right now because today, as when this airs, today is the day it gets released on digital. And the reason I asked you on this morning was because I wanted to be able to do, I want to promote this because I want to promote it for Bloodshot itself. I want to promote it for theaters. Unfortunately, the theaters are done with it.
Right.
But I think if they can make an, if we can promote this, if people can see this movie, I think they'd really enjoy it. And maybe they make another one, which would benefit the theaters. And I think us and Valiant as well.
Yeah.
So that was my idea.
Yeah, no, I think that's awesome. In fact, that's part of the reason why we had Greg on the show this week, the marketing director at Valiant, is because we want to push the movie. And, you know, it's kind of a scary time for people, you know what I mean? But I think having it available at home is going to be really awesome and provide people a nice hour and 40 minutes of escape for a little while.
Yeah. And I think the other benefit of having it at home is you can see it as many times as you want, and I highly recommend seeing it twice.
Yeah.
Because the second time is a blast once you know the story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean. But
I know exactly what you mean.
Have you seen it twice?
I have seen it twice.
Yes. And isn't it like the second time you're going through and you're like, oh, I was so dumb in the first time.
Well, yeah, because there's a couple like twists and turns in the plot, right? So watching it the first time, you are expecting certain things, and some things catch you by surprise. But by the second time, you can just enjoy kind of KT and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you can.
Yes.
Yeah, and it helps you to actually realize how good of a movie it is.
How
good the writing is and what they did. And you, like, you're obviously every viewing, you're more aware of the what's going on. And you're able to see stuff that in your first initial viewing, you probably just brushed aside, you know, and I really I'm looking forward to seeing it again and again, but I've told my wife, I'm like, you got to see this. This is, it's good.
Yeah. I'm hoping my wife will see it with me once it's out on streaming. Cause she didn't want to go. I told the story on Valiant Central podcast. Cause you know, like there was nothing going on, right? Like there's what, two or three movies out right now. Right?
Right.
Onward, Bloodshot, and Invisible Man. And my wife wanted to see Invisible Man, and I want to see it. But of course, when a comic book movie comes out, I got to see that, right? So I'm like, hey, how about we'll see Invisible Man next week. Let's go see the new Vin Diesel movie. Because I can't say comic book movie, because my wife will automatically say no.
Right.
So she said, Vin Diesel. She's like, what movie is that? She's like, Fast and Furious or whatever. I said, no. Bloodshot. She's like, Bloodshot, that's a comic book movie, right? I said, crap. She got me. I said, yeah. So she's like, eh, I'm not going to see that. But now that it's coming out at home, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to buy it. Like, maybe she'll actually want to watch it.
Yeah, my wife is actually a Vin Diesel fan.
Oh, so, nice.
Oh, yeah. She's like, she really likes Vin Diesel. She'll go to Vin Diesel movies just to see Vin Diesel. And when I say see Vin Diesel.
Yeah. It's like, well, see, that's how I got my wife to go see Deadpool with me.
Oh, well, yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always bring that up because she's like, nah, I don't want to see it. It's a comic book movie. And I'm like, you went to see Deadpool? That's like the most comic book movie of comic book movies.
Right.
What's up, Manny?
That's funny. Yeah. But what's funny is like, if you look at me, as you can see, and you look at Vin Diesel, I don't get it. Where does she see it? I don't get it.
You guys are twins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that movie, Twins. Yes, we are.
Yes. Yeah. So I heard there's supposed to be a sequel to Twins coming out.
I heard that, too. Yeah. I heard I probably saw it on Twitter or something. Oh, a little while ago, actually.
Yeah, it's they find out that they're actually triplets. And the third one
really?
Is Eddie Murphy.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It's hilarious.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Anyways.
That would be great. So, let's see. What did I have? So, yes. On the Valiant Central, when Travis analyzes the ending.
Mm-hmm.
And that, obviously, we're spoiler free. Every movie has an ending. We're not giving anything away there.
Yes.
I thought he was dead on. And I did not know I didn't know it before, but it totally makes sense. And it's the reason I can't wait to see this movie again.
Yes.
Did he have inside information before he thought, because that is so good.
It is good. And I'm surprised I didn't catch it. So when we recorded, I had only seen it one time. So thinking about what he said about the ending and watching it the second time, it kind of made a lot more sense to me. Because, when you watch it, you're like, this ending's kind of cheesy, right? And I mentioned that. I was like, it's kind of like a typical Fast and the Furious ending where, Vin Diesel gets the hot girl, they ride off in the sunset, you know what I mean?
Right.
Go hang out in the car in the mountains and whatever. And that's what it was. But based on what he said, it kind of got rid of that kind of cliche ending.
Yep.
And an issue I had with one of the characters in the ending, with all the bling bling.
Yes.
Which
all
we hadn't
I know.
Seen before.
But what's funny is that all of everything you just said, it actually fits the rest of the movie perfectly because of, obviously we can't talk about it, but it actually makes the movie fit perfectly. If this was spoilers, I would explain to you exactly what I mean, but it's it's perfect with the rest of the movie.
Right.
And it's because there are other times in the movie, your initial feeling of the ending, there are other times in the movie you feel that way, but then you find out something else.
Well, I think you can explain that without being spoilery because that's even in the trailer.
There's actually a lot of, I just put together, so this morning I'm putting together a podcast for Monday morning and I dropped in the trailer and there's a lot of giveaways in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was really surprised. But when you're seeing the movie, you don't remember those one lines.
Right.
As you're going through it. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No, I mean, it was fun, man. You know, when they first announced this movie a couple years ago, I don't know how familiar you are with Valiant fans, but Valiant fans are a very special breed of comic book fan. And, it's very hard. It's got to be very tough to be Valiant, the company, at any point in time, just based on how Valiant fans are. Because a lot of Valiant fans have been Valiant fans since they were 6 or 7 years old in the early 90s or older. And so they expect a certain thing, a certain type of quality, a certain nod to the fans, a certain nod to particular storylines that, to be honest, I don't know that any other comic book company has to deal with. I'm also a Batman fan, and Batman fans are crazy, but I think even Batman fans aren't as crazy as Valiant fans.
What about Star Wars fans?
Oh, Star Wars, yeah, that might be pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars fans and Valiant fans might be neck and neck.
So I'm fairly new to the, and I say since I started the podcast, really focusing on Valiant a little bit more than I never did before. I knew who Bloodshot was because I'd see it, but I didn't recognize so before I started doing this podcast and really getting back into comics with John and knowing I didn't know Valiant was. I just knew Bloodshot, and I didn't pay attention to the publisher. But after learning all of this and seeing these fans and seeing them on Twitter, there's actually, it's funny you say that. I just read a Twitter feed day or so ago that I was like, oh my God, I felt bad for the, I think it was the creative director or something at Valiant. And she was getting like lambasted because she had said something, and then everybody got on her, and she doesn't appreciate fans, and the fans are going back. And I'm like, and like, I'm listening to you right now, and I'm like, yeah, that sounds like Star Wars fans too. But, you know, because people have an expectation, and that's where fans, I think, get in trouble. It's like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's tough, man. And, you know, the company's had a lot of things to deal with over the years. When the crew that restarted Valiant was kind of escorted out of the building, we'll say that sounds bad. That sounds worse than it was. Let's not do that. when they kind of just had a new crew coming in, right? DMG bought Valiant Comics a couple years ago and replaced a lot of the folks. And I mean, Valiant fans were, you know, up in arms, man. It was like freaking Civil War or something erupted, you know what I mean? And the new crew, I mean, I love the new crew. I really do, genuinely. I think they're all really genuine. I mean, the editor-in-chief's been there for years, Robert, and he's amazing. But, like, the whole crew really, really loves what they do, right? And I think that's all you can ask for out of a company, right? To have these characters that aren't yours, but you just like pour your life and soul into the comic book should be all that matters. And for some folks, that's not enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And it's tough. It's that fine line, because you want people in any form of art, you want people to appreciate it and interpret. But then you get to that line where people start to, they go from an interpretation and then they to ownership. Mm-hmm. And then when they own that, they want you to do what they want.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, 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 yes.
And it's like, I always go back to the Wilson Fisk and the white painting, and that spoke to him when everybody else is in the story and on, you know, Daredevil on Netflix. Everybody else is like, it's just a white painting, but it really spoke to him. Now imagine if he went to that artist and yelled at him to do another white painting that speaks to him in the exact same way. You can't.
Right.
You know, you can't duplicate, you just can't duplicate it. So, and then people get upset about that. And that's where I think that's that fine line, and it's difficult. And then you have the artist trying to explain, I can't do what you want me to do. Why can't you? You did it. And people get upset, and it's that passion that drives everybody, which is great. You want that. But then that passion can leak over into anger. You're like, uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you know, the reasoning behind that is probably way too complicated for a show, an episode of a podcast, you know what I mean? So it's not like we're going to figure out why it is that people feel that way. But it, you know, it's tough, right? When you grow up as a little kid, right? If Valiant shaped you, or Batman or Star Wars or whatever, shaped who you are and the things that you enjoy. And you grow up and, you know, companies try to make money, so things change. And you feel like that changes who you are deep down for some reason. That seems to me more like a personal problem than anything else. But I can kind of understand why it is people feel that way, right? It's almost like you feel like someone's trying to take a little piece of who you are out of you. And that's not at all the case, right? But people feel that way, and you can't help them not feel that way. I wish there was a way, but right. That's how you lead to like really rabid fandom. And, you know, it's tough for a small company like Valiant to deal with that kind of stuff. A lot of times, when it does end up, you know, going into anger.
Oh yeah. It's that double-edged sword.
Yeah. Like, you know, but at the same time, like there's really great fans, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think the majority is that, right? Like that's true of anything.
Right.
So it's not like I'm saying every single Valiant fan just gets angry every time. It's not at all what I'm saying. Because I don't get angry. I mean, I don't get angry about anything, but still.
Whew. Well, you haven't heard the end of this podcast yet, so. So. Let me ask you this, getting back into everything that's going on and the reason I started doing these morning podcasts. What can we read to help support Valiant, help support Bloodshot. In turn, I think that would help support a Bloodshot sequel. And then, which in turn helps comic book stores, because if it, maybe people aren't Valiant fans that are listening or don't know exactly like Bloodshot's history, what can people go right now? Like, you got nothing to do. Go brush up on Bloodshot, watch the movie, you know, and that whole, you know, symbiotic circle would help.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a ton you can read right now. Valiant's been giving out free PDFs like every single day for the past week or so. So if you follow Valiant Comics on Twitter, you can get free stuff from them all day long. You can, my recommendation is Comixology Unlimited. I know people hate reading digital comics sometimes, but it's $6 a month, and there's a ton of stuff on there. Valiant has a lot of books on there, so you can pick up some of the older stuff. But the new stuff, the stuff going on right now is really, really great. The Bloodshot book is good. It's nothing like the movie. So yes, that's one thing, right? If you go see the movie, don't expect to get that story in the comics. But it is a ton of fun, like great action. Brett Booth is the artist, and oh my god, like I've got this thing with Brett Booth, man, because when I was growing up reading comics, like he was drawing Stormwatch for Wildstorm back in the days, and that's like my favorite book of all time, right? I mean, not including Batman and a couple other things, but Stormwatch, I was like, oh my god, and Brett Booth was drawing it, so to see Brett Booth coming to Valiant, I'm like, hell yeah, so that's fun. By the time this episode comes out, the new X-Men Manowar book is out. Did you get a chance to read that yet?
No. No, okay. I haven't read that yet.
Let me dig through my stuff, and I'll see if I can send you a copy.
Okay.
It's really good. X-Men Manowar is the comic book that got me into Valiant. And I remember very vividly, 1993, X-Men Manowar Zero came out. And it was, if not the first, one of the first Chromium variant covers. Do you remember this from back in the day?
I remember. Yes, I remember okay. Those covers.
Yeah. They're awesome. And, you know, 93, I would have been 11 or 12? 12. Actually, I was 11 when the book came out, but I was turning 12 that year. Yeah. So I went to the comic store and I saw this book, X-Men Manowar Zero. Look it up, whoever's listening. X-Men Manowar Zero Chromium cover. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen in a comic book. And, you know, up to that point, I'd only been reading Marvel and DC and some Image. But, man, I picked this book up, and it was expensive. It was $3.50, right? I mean, for a comic book back then, that was a lot.
Yeah.
Right? Because comics were, I think, $175, $195 at that time. So it was a lot. But I picked it up, and it was gorgeous. The cover was great. The story was awesome. I'd never read anything like it, probably because I hadn't read any Conan at that time. But it was great. I picked it up, and that got me hooked into Valiant. So the new X-Men Manowar book comes out. Just came out on Wednesday. Really, really good book. Highly recommend reading it. There's just a lot going on, man. Look, Quantum and Woody came back. That's a great book. I had a chance to talk to the writer a few weeks ago on the podcast. He was hilarious. And if you go on Valiant's YouTube page, he even created like a Quantum and Woody like drink, alcoholic drink.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's awesome. Just go find that. There's just so much stuff right now. And a couple books just were announced recently. Shadow Man's coming back in a couple months. Savage was kind of a fan favorite that'll be out in June. There's a lot to be excited about for Valiant. It's very hard when you haven't read anything else from this company, and a lot of people have the mentality of like, well, where do I even start, right? Like if a book's been out for 10 issues, can I just pick up issue 10? And with Valiant, like I would say that's mostly yes, the answer to that. You know, right now is a good time because there's some new, brand new books just being released. And even though these characters have, you know, 30 years of history, you don't need to go back and read the previous 30 years to figure out what's going on. So you can jump in at any time.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
What about trades? Any old trades that we can grab at comic book stores? Like if people sitting at home, you're going to sneak out to your comic book store. grab a trade, what would you recommend there? Or are there any?
Valiant trades? Yes.
Yes.
So I think the de facto Valiant trade to recommend is called The Valiant. And it's written by Jeff Lemire and Matt Kent. The artist is Paulo Rivera. I think he did a bunch of work on like Daredevil and stuff. Really fantastic book. It's a 4-issue miniseries. You can get that in trade. And it's got pretty much every Valiant character that you could possibly think of in this 4-issue series.
Oh, cool.
And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's really well written. So you can kind of get a feel for what the universe is like there. So I recommend that. There's some books that I don't know how much impact would have right now. For example, Secret Weapons was one of my favorite miniseries that came out a couple years ago, written by Eric Heiser, who co-wrote the screenplay for the movie Arrival, which is also one of my favorite movies. So that's well worth taking a look at, but those characters kind of aren't being used right now. It just depends. Just I would say the best thing to do is figure out like what your genre is, and then find a character that Valiant has that fits that genre. Because they do have there's horror, there's action, there's sci-fi, there's team books. Actually, right now there's not a team book, but coming soon, TM, not announced yet. So be on the lookout for that.
So that first one you said where all the Valiant characters.
Yes.
From the Valiant universe. So there was a lot of talk, rumors that Bloodshot was going to be the first Valiant movie and would lead to a Valiant universe like MCU. And so that book sounds really good to me, because this movie I felt like was just like Iron Man, but and Iron Man is one of my favorite MCU movies. I have it ranked up there in probably top 3 or 4, something like that, because it was the first and it set off the MCU. Well, I think Bloodshot actually has a deeper story. Not deeper as in emotional, but there's a lot more to this story than I thought Iron Man had. I thought it was a fun story at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And this could potentially go off and do another, it could set Valiant off if they chose to do that. I think obviously it's going to be a smaller budget. It's going to be smaller version of the MCU, but I think there's potential there.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I think the original plan was to have Bloodshot come out and then the next one would be Harbinger, which is kind of similar to like a young X-Men team, we'll say. And I don't know what the plans are on that now. Because originally Sony was going to be doing all the movies, but I believe Sony doesn't have the rights to Harbinger anymore, only Bloodshot, so that might be an issue. Just like, these companies, man, I don't even want to get into that. But why go through all this kind of stuff, right? We've seen this with Marvel.
Yeah.
Where like Fox owns this and Sony owns that and Disney owns this. And then they have to do a circle jerk to, let each other use each other's characters. Like, I don't know, man. That's, I understand making money, but that's kind of crappy for fans. You know what I mean? To have to work some kind of backdoor deal to have Spidey show up somewhere is just crazy, right?
Yeah.
And that's true of anything that's kind of a shared universe. I don't know.
It's one of those things. It's like, on a much smaller scale, it's like when somebody owns a website domain and they grab it before a company can do it. And then you sell it back to it's all about money. So you buy the rights to something and now I own it. You bought it to make money off of it.
Yep.
And we suffer because we're like, just put it out, and you got these. Yeah, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks.
Kind of the way it is.
I mean, the way it goes right now, it's probably easier to get, like, Bloodshot to show up in a Spider-Man movie than Spider-Man to show up in a Marvel movie, I guess. I don't know.
That would be funny.
I don't know. There was a Morbius trailer before Bloodshot. Seems like they could do a pretty easy crossover there.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be. I mean, What are the legalities of that? We have that kind of time this morning, Martin.
Listen, I'm not a lawyer, nor do I play one on a podcast, so I have no idea.
I can pretend to be stupid. Really? Comes naturally.
Oh, come on now. You're a smart guy. Look at you. You're building an empire within my empire.
Yeah, an empire, right. Oh, boy. Yeah. What an empire. If this is what empires are, jeez. Oh, man.
Listen, running an empire is not all it's made out to be.
Nope, and they all fall.
That's correct.
So, choose to go under the radar, which isn't good for podcasting, but...
Oh, it's fine. Don't you worry, DJ.
Yeah. So, all right.
Especially now, people need the entertainment. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
And you're doing these morning shows. I think that's freaking awesome. Matter of fact, let me just do this on the show. I think, DJ, you're doing an amazing job, and I'm really happy that you're providing everyone so much entertainment lately.
Is it entertaining though?
What? What is it?
I said, is it entertaining though?
Of course it is. No, but I've seen the tweets and stuff. I don't have a lot of time to reply right now. But yeah, I think it's awesome. You know, comics is just it's a hard business, right? When everything's great, it's a hard business. So I can only imagine how things are right now when everyone feels like the world is ending. And you know what? The world is not ending. The world is fine. But people just don't feel that way. And that translates into some possibly terrible things. So I think it's awesome that you're doing your part to help out. I wish I had more time to help out with that as well. My shop is still open for now, at least. I wish there was more I could do to help my shop, but there just isn't. And you know, to be honest, as much as I always spout, you know, help your local shops, and I do buy stuff from my local shop, I do get the majority of my comics digitally through Comixology. That's not a secret. It's been that way for years for me. It's just a lot easier than me having to go to a shop or anything like that. I tried doing DCBS as well, and that's great, but then I have to sit down and spend time curating my list of comics. So this way I never have to do anything, and it's just a lot easier for me. But it is important to support your local comic shop. So do that if you can. There's comic book companies you can't get digitally anyway. So those I still get from a shop. And I'm always getting a back issue or something here or there. Batman and Detective I still get in print as well. Matter of fact, I'm such an idiot. See, you were talking about you being an idiot. I'm the idiot. if it's a Batman family book, I get it in print and I get it digitally. And then I also get it in trade. Because I'm an idiot.
Oh, well, there's plenty. We can both be idiots. not like we have to hand a baton off. There's plenty of batons.
This is true.
No, and the funny thing is digitally isn't – and I've had this discussion with John on the air, off the air. It's like obviously comic shops, they cringe when they hear digitally. But I think would comic shops like digital to go away? So that everybody bought like the physical. Yeah, it would be better for them because then you would have no choice. But at the same time, I think digitally, if you can grab something and it turns you on to it, and then you're like, oh, I got to get that at the store.
Yep.
I think they can work together. Yep. So, we go through the same thing in the home theater one with digital downloads versus buying the physical media. Mm-hmm. And the physical media is the higher quality, but the digital downloads is for the masses. I get it. But there are people, it's the same argument back and forth. It's like, well, it's stupid. Well, it's not stupid because most people don't have the systems that we have in that hobby, you know? So what do they need the high quality for?
Yep.
But if digital comics turns you on and gets you into a store, that's a good thing. Maybe you weren't going to the store unless you saw it digitally. And I've told customers that I know firsthand of a few people that started digitally and now they go to the store because they want it. So it works both ways. But I understand the comic book store, especially right now. It's, you got to cringe when you hear like digital, but.
Well, and you know, I I do still have friends that are will never buy a digital comic, right? It's print or die. And I'm totally cool with that. But let me tell you, you haven't read a comic book until you've read a single page on a 22-inch monitor. And I do have a monitor on my computer solely for the purpose of reading comic books.
I got one better for you.
Yeah?
You haven't read a comic until you've read it on a 110-inch screen.
So I have a 60-inch in the family room, and I tried reading comics on there. It was too big for comics.
So I'll talk to you off the air. This is a little bit this is more adult topic than for the Bright Side chat, but I'll tell you off the air. It's pretty funny.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, no, it's DC Universe. You can read your comics there. And I was in my theater, and I was like, oh, and this was when it first came out, and I started scrolling. I go, let me read this one. I was like, this is pretty cool. I call my wife down, text my wife, come down and watch this. And it's like, cause you can zoom in on the panels and they take up the whole screen. And it's like, you see the artwork in 110 inches.
So does it scale up?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, it looks beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. And when I tell you it scales up, wait till I tell you the story off the air.
Oh, Lord.
Nothing obscene. These are normal comics, but all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute. That's not an accident.
Yeah, I gotcha. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And the artwork pops. It looks so good on a big screen like that. And they actually have a feature. This has turned into a DC Universe plug.
Oh,
but they actually have a feature where it scrolls. So like you're reading it and then it'll fade to the next panel and it goes by panel, not page.
Yeah.
So it's really nice. I really enjoy it. I don't do it a lot. It's like, you know, it's a novelty, but it is pretty cool to do.
Yeah, I think they licensed that from Comixology.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
they
nobody else has that technology. Only Comixology.
Oh, wow.
So they had to have licensed it. Well, you know, Amazon owned Comixology, so surely they have like patents on everything.
Honestly, I don't think I would have got through Batman Who Laughs without digital. I couldn't read the damn writing.
Ugh.
Remember that?
Why would you bring that book up? Why would you do that? Let me tell you something. Scott Snyder, I love you. You're great. You're a great writer, like all that stuff. You're hilarious. You're a cool dude. I met Scott. He's great. Let me say this. I asked one time, why is there red lettering on a black background? And I was told...
Gray. The worst ones were gray background.
That's right. I was told that it was because that's what Scott wanted. And I said, why would Scott make the decision of putting red lettering on black background? And he said, that's what Scott wanted for the character, so that's what he got. I said, that's ridiculous. That's what the letterer gets paid for. If the letterer agrees with it, then they should do it. Otherwise, they should not do it. And Scott tried to defend his decision, by the way, with the red letters and black background. It is a horrible decision. You can't read it. I mean, I understand trying to make it cool and whatever scary vibe, but when you can't read it, it's not scary.
Right.
All right. End of story.
It makes you frustrated, but hey, yes. Look at one positive. It's got us talking about it now.
Well, that's true. Because I want to take the book and throw it out my window. Not really. I wouldn't do that to a comic. I take good care of my comics.
Me too. All right. Well, let's wrap up with, are you going to see Bloodshot today? Because this is coming out on Tuesday.
Yes.
Are you going to get your wife to see it today?
Yeah. If it's coming out today, then that means I'm buying it today, which means that we'll be seeing it today.
Speaking of that, have you heard? All I've heard so far is you can buy it. It's going to be like $20 to buy.
Yes.
I haven't heard rentals or anything yet. Every day it seems like a different version of what's happening.
So as far as I know, there is no rental. It is purchase only. It is $19.99, which means like it's just like any movie that you can buy right now.
Yep.
Because when you have a new movie release on streaming, it's $19.99.
Cool.
So
I can't wait.
Yeah. Some of the other companies aren't doing that. Like we watched Invisible Man last night, and to rent was $19.99.
Right. Well, I think they're considering those like bigger movies. So they're trying to recoup the money they lost, but that was already in the theater for a little bit.
That's true.
Bloodshot took a huge hit. I mean, you went over the numbers. We went over the numbers. But it's and when you see the number, was it just over 9 million, almost 10 million, something like 9.8?
Yep.
During a pandemic for a Vin Diesel? That's pretty good.
I'd say it's pretty good, man. I mean, there were like 20 people in the theater when I went to see it the first time.
I think there were 10 the first time. There were literally 3 the second time. And that was the Tuesday night in the store. The theater was closed. It was like we got in at 7:30, but Showcase had put out the announcement they were closing all theaters at 8 o'clock. So that meant if your movie started before that, you were good.
Gotcha.
So that was the very last night of movies, and you know there were 3 people. There was me and my son and some guy way down in the front. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. See, we're still like in the Wild West. We're still antebellum South down here, man. The governor doesn't even make decisions. They wait for North Carolina to say something. And then when they make a decision, they're like, okay, we're doing the same thing here. That's why we still have militias.
There you go. There you go.
So. Yeah. Anyways. All right. Dude, whatever. It's going to be great. I can't wait. I don't have the home theater setup you have, but, I don't care.
No, still a great story.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see it with the special effects.
When they announced it, I was like, Vin Diesel, that's going to be like the funnest movie in the...
For gosh sake, watch your language.
...world. Ooh, sorry, I cussed.
Don't worry.
My apologies. I got you. Because, I mean, look at the Fast and Furious movies, right? They make like gazillions of dollars. And the story doesn't matter, right? It's just like you go see these dudes like beat each other up and run each other over in cars. That's what I expected out of Bloodshot. Like, there might be something cool comic booky in there.
And you actually got a fun story.
Yeah, you get a fun story, and you get a bunch of butt kicking. So, like, what more can you expect, right?
Exactly.
That's what I go see movies for.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Thanks, Martin.
Thanks, DJ.
It's been awesome. I hope I did well. I hope, you know, I don't know. We'll see when the reviews come out.
We'll see if you did well enough that I'll allow you to enter the bunker in Podcastinople.
There we go. All right, I will talk to you later. Definitely have to get you back on. We got to get you on with John, and we'll have some fun there too.
But yeah, that'd be
thanks
awesome.
Thanks for this morning. It's been great.
Thanks.
All right, thanks again to Martin at Geekvine on Twitter. You can find him there. I hope everybody enjoyed that as much as I did recording it. A lot of good information in there. And here's an update. Actually, since we recorded that, Valiant Central Podcast put out a new podcast, came out yesterday, Monday. And there's even more of an update from Valiant. I highly recommend going and checking out that podcast. You can find it on the Nerdy Legion. You can find it on iTunes, anywhere, really. Valiant Central Podcast, part of the Nerdy Legion, but there's some changes going on at Valiant, and they go into even more detail. But that's it for today. Hope everybody's having a good day. Everybody's staying safe. Stay positive as best as we can. Read some comics. Support your stores as long as you can, as best you can, please. And I'll be back tomorrow morning with another special guest. See you then. Stay safe.
Hey, Fred.
Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors that we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.